Let's meet the future of the car hobby, Ethan Stackable. He's 13 years old and already knows what kind of car he wants when he turns 16.
Really, probably anything fast.
He's in a giant warehouse with his dad in Traverse City. That's a kind of mecca for car buffs. There's space to store your car in the winter, a restoration shop if you need to get work done, and even a consignment shop if you want to sell it. Ethan's dad, Mark Stackable, has a Porsche stored here, and also a 68 Pontiac Firebird, his personal favorite. He remembers how he got into cars in the first place.
Growing up, basically on a farm in the middle of the state, my brother had a GTO. I had a Mustang. They were old. They were fast, and they needed to be worked on all the time.
Stackable's uncle was also really into cars, but he says really the main thing he likes about cars is just how much fun they are to drive.
The Firebird with the top down and listening to the engine and you know, shifting through the gears on a sunny day, that's fun.
There are some signs that the world of collecting old cars and keeping them running could have some problems in the future. For instance, kids aren't getting driver's licenses as early as they used to, on average, and some aren't getting them at all.
The future is still very gray.
That's Mike Fisher. He owns this car warehouse called MFD Classic Motors. Fisher's had it for nearly 3 years and already has more than 60 cars stored here. But he does worry about what could happen down the road to the car hobby.
The one thing we worry about more than anything else is car collectors, and I think is who's going to work on them.
Fisher says a generation of mechanics and classic car specialists are starting to fade away. There's not enough people like Adam Hammer. He's a 27-year-old restoration guru.
Right here we've got a 1956 Chevy Nomad.
Hammer's got his own shop in Mike Fisher's warehouse. He gets why people might worry about the future of the hobby. But he says one of the big problems is with new cars, not with the old ones. They're more complex and harder to fix.
I can understand where the mass public is coming from in saying that, you know, the car hobby is in trouble, but you know, I don't necessarily believe that. I think newer cars are less desirable because they're more appliance-like.
That might mean collecting them is less popular, and that could make problems for one of the biggest employers in Traverse City. Hagerty Insurance sells policies for classic cars and boats. It recently came up with a rating system to measure the collector car market as a whole, and right now things do look pretty stable.
It's not going down. It's not a bubble in the making right now. It's a pretty healthy situation.
Rob Sass is a vice president at Hagerty, and right now he's rubbing one of his babies. It's a blue Ferrari 308 from the 80s. And it's got a big smudgy print on its hood from one of Sass's other babies, his 3-year-old son.
Sorry, Nathaniel. Your handprint's gonna go bye-bye.
Sass says while the market is actually growing right now, the kinds of cars people are collecting has changed.
It's part of the generational shift in collecting. Not really interested in cars from the 50s, but you know, this 1980s Ferrari really kind of floats my boat.
The market for classic European and Asian cars is stronger than in the past. But Sass says the classic American cars aren't selling as well. So while there might be more demand for your Porsche, getting rid of your 409 could be tougher. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman. Before I knew there would be a time, giddy up, giddy up, 409, when I would buy a brand new 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.